Third and nine. Two backs with Carr in the pocket. Now fires it late. The pass is going to be intercepted off a tip. Intercepted by Kansas City. Picked off by Tyvon Branch, the X-Raider.
All right, Tyvon, coming into this season, you'd played just five games over the past two seasons. Now that you're healthy, just what does it mean to you to be back out on the field contributing to this defense?
Man, it's a blessing, man. You know, I had to come through some adversity, but it's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing in disguise, I think. We already exceeded the best record I ever had in the league, so I'm excited about it. And I think we got a great bunch, and we're on the road right now, and I think we're not getting complacent. Like, we know we have to still keep working, and that's a key factor. Our defense as a whole is playing pretty well. I think the mix of veterans and young guys, you know, DJ's a great leader. He's the linebacker that leads this defense, and Tamba off that edge is still a problem, you know what I mean? So, like I always tell people, Marcus Peters is playing beyond his years. I'm just excited to be a part of it.
He's going to the promised land! 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City!
Your relationship with Marcus is somebody who grew up rooting for the team that you spent 7 years with. Just what's it been like for you to get on the field with him? And just what do you see from him playing at such a high level so early in his career?
I mean, he makes plays like he's been here before, you know. I think his poise and the way he handles situations, you know, he gets the ball thrown at him a lot and he makes a lot of plays. So at that position on the island like that, and for him to come out there and play the way he plays is special.
As a defense and just as a team, you guys are scoring points on 80% of possessions after a takeaway. How do you guys kind of set the tone with some of those plays that you've made for the entire game and just for this team in general?
We work on it a lot in practice, you know, getting to the ball and catching the ball when it's thrown at us and stuff like that. So, you know, we've just been capitalizing in the game, man. We've been having some great opportunities and guys been making the plays.
The 28, now the ball comes out. Tyvon Branch rips it free. He's going the other way.
Last week against the Ravens, play arguably the biggest play of that game. Just kind of walk us through what you saw when you saw the fumble, when you saw it on the ground, just because you were deep when you came in. Just what did you see on that play?
I was just going to top off the run, and when I got down there, I just happened to see the ball around everybody's feet. So, you know, I think DJ might have knocked it out. It's just a routine play, and it's just the ball having to pop out.
You don't have a lot of times where you have the ball in your hands, you get to make a move. When you looked up, the only guy it seemed like had a chance to make a play on you was Clawson. I don't even know if you saw him.
Oh, yeah, I saw him.
You made a pretty good move on him, and it just what was going through your mind? You made that move, you look up, and 60 yards, there's nobody in front of you.
When I made that move, I seen somebody else over, like, to my left. I think Marcus might have chipped him a little bit. Mm-hmm. And once I looked up into the Jumbotron, I was like, well, all right, we in business.
When you first signed, you and I spoke, and I asked you about playing in Arrowhead Stadium. You mentioned hearing home of the Chiefs and being on the right side of it. What kind of an advantage is it for you guys in the position you're in right now to play those final two games at home at Arrowhead Stadium?
I think the record that he set is, it speaks for itself, you know, the loudest stadium in the league, and I think the fan base here is great. Man, you know, hearing them roar, you know, it affects the offense a lot. You know, you see the quarterbacks back there, hey, hurry, trying to get the ball snapped and stuff like that. So when you get the quarterback panicking, and then you got guys like Tamba and D Ford and them coming off the edge, and that's obviously a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous advantage for us. So to come home and have this opportunity is great.